it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
The Orioles and Red Sox are at Fenway. One more round. Outstanding work by Ubaldo Jimenez in the bullpen last night. We'll come back with the skipper, Buck Showalter, right after this. All right, Joe Angel back at Fenway Park. Now, we all know by now, last night, the Orioles, well, they lost their starting pitcher, and they lost him in the second inning. And that put him in a bind. But the bullpen last night was up to it. Richard Blyer, the left-hander, came out of the bullpen. He went four innings, allowed just one earned run. And then in the sixth inning, Ubaldo Jimenez came in to pitch. Vasquez waits. Ubaldo delivers. Fly ball to right field. Rickard comes on. He'll get there and makes the catch. Ubaldo Jimenez here tonight. Three scoreless innings. Out of the bullpen. Yeah, gave up one hit. He did walk three, but also had a couple of strikeouts. Yeah, he was pretty good last night. Buck Showalter, what about Ubaldo last night?
One of the feelings I got last night is how I think he got a lot of satisfaction out of really serving the need for our club. That was big last night. People go, what's the big deal? He pitched it. Three innings of relief. No, it's a big deal. And I know his teammates and the bullpen, everybody really appreciate it. You know, there was no question. He put his spikes on, went down the bullpen. You know, I started him about an inning and a half in advance to make sure he got enough time. And actually, some of his better pitch sequences and stuff that he showed this year, other than Cincinnati.
Yeah, he was pretty good in Cincinnati against the Reds. That game last night, talk about consequences. He loses a starting pitcher in the second inning. Buck Showalter knows all about it.
Problem is, you know, it's a lot, you know, it's not like he's going to be able to pitch tomorrow. Richard was down for at least 3 days, so we had to move him. And now we got to move the pieces around with Gosman and decide when he's going to pitch, and with Tillman coming back. And sometimes you deal with things that are self-inflicted and you just kind of wear it. And sometimes you deal with things that are byproducts of other things that you just have to deal with them.
Yep, got to deal with it. Earlier today, they did that. They dealt with him. Asher, along with Blyer, both sent back to the minor leagues.
They know kind of what's going on, and they know that, you know, they're always trying to put their best foot forward. There's a real time of need there. I can't tell you the job that Richard and Ubaldo did, which is such a frustrating thing, is having to send him and Asher out because of, you know, some of the decisions that were made last night. But, you know, every club has to deal with it, seems like, sometime or the other. It's real frustrating. I hate having those conversations with those two guys, but neither one of them deserved to have to go down.
No, but down they went. It's the way things are going these days. And indeed, tonight, Gabriel Ynoa, he'll be in the bullpen, and Tyler Wilson, he will get the start at Fenway tonight. Joe Angel back at Fenway. Orioles and Red Sox tonight about to close out a four-game series. Now, the game last night, we know by now, Kevin Gausman was tossed from that game in the second inning. He threw just 20 pitches in that game last night. So if you're wondering about Gausman tonight possibly being available, well, Buck Showalter says that was not about to happen.
He had a work day. He had a full warm-up, which was about 15 or 20 minutes. He got up twice, threw 20-plus pitches. That's a recipe for bad things to happen. Same way with Ash was trying to tell me last night that he could pitch in relief after 100 pitches and no days off, and he's reminding me that again today, and probably could, but that's not in his or our best interest. Same way with Gausman. Same way with Jimenez about tonight, and try to think of things logically and realize it's the first part of May.
Yeah, never forget that. So Tyler Wilson gets a start tonight. Now, you may wonder why. Well, number one, he's pretty much on turn. Number two, remember the game he threw here last year, mid-June, at Fenway Park? Red Sox with a man aboard. Shaw goes off the bank at first. Wilson is ready again. And here it comes. Swing and a miss. He got him. And he got him on a breaking ball. Struck, came out. Tyler Wilson tonight at Fenway Park, 8 scoreless innings. He goes the entire game, and he allows just 3 hits. And he will end his outing tonight by striking out the side. Very impressive. And it is still, for Wilson, his best outing as a big leaguer. Now, you may wonder how Wilson found out last night that he was pitching tonight.
Called Tyler about 11 last night after the game. He can tell you it was a real short conversation. Tyler, welcome. Glad you made the flight. You're starting tomorrow. Thank you, Skip. Good night. So he kind of liked it that way. So a lot of, there's so many factors that go into to winning a game. So it's doesn't even matter if we don't get a good start or we don't swing the bats or we don't catch the ball. All that's just academic. But it has put us in a better position to be competitive.
Well, Tyler Wilson and the Miners this season, just 7 innings of work. So if you're wondering about a pitch count.
No, it's he threw 83 pitches last time out. That's the good news. The bad news, it was in 4 innings. So, you know, he's had a good start here before. Actually, probably his best start as an Oriole was here. We'll try to keep that in mind. It was one of the things that went into the decision. He's ready to go. He's ready to go. He's one of our best conditioned guys if the Red Sox will cooperate. Unfortunately, the other team tells me how they're pitching.
Yeah, and we're about to find out, and that is the skipper, Buck Showalter. Hey, Jim, who you got tonight? Gausman? Ah, Kevin Gausman, who, by the way, tonight has yet to be thrown out. He and Jim Hunter, they will converse when we continue with a warm-up show right after this.
And another cool and breezy evening in Boston, Massachusetts, Orioles and Red Sox, the fourth and final game in this 4-game series. Kevin Gausman had an early shower last night, not by his choice. We'll visit with Gausman up next on the Orioles Radio Network. Orioles and Red Sox wrap up this 4-game series. Then the Birds head home and visiting with Kevin Gausman. And Kevin, who would have known a 77-mile-an-hour innocent breaking ball would get so much attention?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just no feel for that situation. Like I said after the game, you know, if you're not going to warn both sides before the game starts, then you can't do something like that. I mean, you can't throw a guy out of the game for especially in the second inning, for hitting a guy with what I believe is my slowest pitch I've thrown this year. So obviously I'm not trying to hit him. I haven't given up a hit at that point. You know, I've been scuffling a little bit early start to season. So, you know, I'm just trying to find my groove. And felt really good in my pregame bullpen and was ready to go. You know, I felt great. And so, yeah, you know, just puts us in a tough situation because, like you said minutes before the interview, you know, our bullpen is pretty taxed. So, you know, now we have to option a guy. And, you know, unfortunately, because of that call, Richard Blyer is losing money out of his pocket and service time. So, you know, that's one thing I don't think Holbrook really thought about.
Now, because of everything going on, mostly their involvement in what's going on. They've thrown at Manny 5 times, for goodness sakes. But the thing of it is because there were no warnings issued, and I know the commissioner had that big conference call yesterday, but if there's no warnings issued, I mean, you have to believe you do have the inside part of the plate. It's part of your game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially being a starting pitcher, I pitch in probably more than most of our guys. And so that's a big pitch for me. And you know, that's one thing, honestly, before the game, I was worried that they were going to make warnings and that was going to affect my game plan against these guys. And so, you know, I thought it was great that they didn't. And it should have been over a long time ago, honestly. And, you know, like you said, they've thrown at Manny multiple times. And that was what I was most upset about, is you have a guy who, in Chris Sale, can pretty much throw the ball anywhere he wants to. And, you know, throws one in the first inning 98 miles an hour behind a guy's knee who has had surgery on both of his knees. And so, you know, and you don't see that as intent. I mean, it's just the whole way that they handled the situation. I think they know that they handled it wrong. And but unfortunately, you know, they can't take that back.
When you went to the mound last night, did you go to the mound with your normal mindset that I'm going to pitch my game and not be too concerned about possibly having one get away from you?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, when I pitch in, you know, listen, if I hit a guy, that's going to happen. You know, I'm not going to be able to throw every pitch where I want to. You know, if I could do that, it would be pretty easy. And so, yeah, that was my thought process, was to just go out there and go after him. And, you know, if I'm throwing a fastball in, if I want to throw it in off the plate, then, you know, it might leak and might hit a guy. And, you know, that's fine. But obviously the situation with these two teams right now, I think, you know, I think Holbrook said it in his statement that he was on high alert for anything. And so I think he just saw Bogaerts get hit and, you know, tip my cat to Bogaerts. You know, he made it look like it was 98. And so I think he just saw that and automatically threw me out of the game without even thinking.
And the shame of it is, you mentioned you've been scuffling early on in the year, and Caleb told me yesterday that in your last bullpen, you ironed out a couple of things, and everybody was optimistic for that start last night. You have a pretty good first inning, and then boom, the game's over. So you didn't have what you may have taken deep into the game, what you worked on in the bullpen.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as a starting pitcher, I'm always trying to go deep into the game, and that's one thing I really haven't been able to do yet this season. And so, you know, I kind of went off – I was thinking last night about my success in my last start against these guys last year, you know, going eight innings, shut out, and we won 1-0 against Porcello. And, you know, that was my mentality, was to go eight, nine innings last night. And unfortunately, the 17th pitch that I threw of the night hit a guy, and, you know, he made a – kind of a knee-jerk decision to throw me out of the game.
You're such an important part of this rotation, and now you're kind of in limbo land because you did get hot last night. You warmed up, you got in the game, you pitched an inning, you sat down, you went back out. So how does that affect your schedule now going forward?
Yeah, you know, that's something I still really haven't talked to Buck about. You know, we'll kind of figure out when I'm going to pitch next. I would rather it be sooner rather than later. You know, just to kind of give those guys an extra little break out there. You know, they've been working really hard out there, and you know, me personally, I haven't been able to kind of give them the relief that they need. So, you know, that's something I got to do better, is when I take the ball going deep into the game and giving those guys you know, nights off. Just like my last start in New York, you know, we're up 9-1 going into the sixth inning. And I kind of let them back into the game and made Darren and Brad kind of have to come into that game. And so, you know, that's something I got to have a little bit better feel for the situation and, you know, just keep the ball in the ballpark. That's the biggest thing. You know, my first couple starts, some things weren't going my way, but I was keeping guys in the ballpark. And, you know, when I can do that, things are going to be okay. But when I start kind of leaving some fastballs over in the middle of the plate, these guys up here can hit them.
And for Fenway Park, stay tuned now for Orioles baseball.
All right, back at Fenway Park, and hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel with Jim Hunter, and in the win column tonight, Orioles salvage the finale of a four-game set, and really a feel-good victory here tonight. Orioles, Tyler Wilson all of a sudden showed up, gave the Orioles a real good, a very effective start, six innings, and allowed just three runs, and he winds up the winning pitcher. 17 hits for the Orioles in this game. Big game for Seth Smith. He had four hits and a walk. And Manny Machado with a big three-run home run. Every Orioles starter tonight had at least one base hit. So a total of 17 hits. And they won it very convincingly. They won it by a score of 8-3. And now they come home to take on the Chicago White Sox. Now, the game here tonight did not start in real positive fashion. In the bottom of the first inning, two outs and the bases empty, on some soft base hits. Well, that's when the Red Sox took the early lead. Here's the 1-2 delivery. Breaking ball. Lunged at, little pop-up behind Scope, and that's a base hit to right center. The run scores. Now Ramirez is going to go to third base. They throw it back to the middle of the infield, and now Bogart's in a rundown. Being chased to second base, and now he's going to get back to first. Scope had to eat the ball. Another run scores. It's a 2-0 Boston lead. They had Bogart's in a rundown, but nobody lined up at first base to take the throw from Jonathan Scope. So that's a defensive mistake that has cost the Orioles a second run. Yeah, so they trailed 2-0 at the end of one. Now, they did make it a one-run game in the third. With one out, that's when Smith would single. And then Adam Jones bunted for a base hit. And that's when Machado came up to hit. And that's when the Orioles resorted to some trickery and deceit.
2-2 on Davis. Kyle Kendrick, a long look, Manny runs. Here's the pitch inside, throw to second base, bounces, and here comes Smith to the plate. He will score. Machado steals second base, and Smith steals home. So the double steal, and the Orioles on the board. It's a 2-1 game.
There you go.
The throw to second bounced, and Smith took off immediately.
How about that? So it's a 2-1 game. But then Pedroia came up to hit in the third.
Here's the 1-0, swinging a high fly ball to left. That ball is carried. Back it goes, and it is gone. Into the monster seats. Pedroia all over that pitch. His first home run of the year, and the Red Sox get that run right back. It's a 3-1 game.
Ah, but then here come the Orioles in the top of the fourth inning. As they came all the way back and took the lead for good, as it turned out. Scope began with a base hit. And then Kim, he singled, and there were two aboard. Hardy came up, he walked, bases loaded. And then with one out, it brought up Seth Smith.
2-1 on Seth Smith. Bases loaded, one down. And the pitch, swinging a line drive left field. Benintendi back. He's not going to get it. And it's over his head for a base hit. Here's Scope to score. Kim right behind him. Throw goes to second base. Sliding in safely with a double is Seth Smith. It is a two-run double for Smith, and we are tied at three. And Seth Smith is 3-for-3.
There you go. Smith wound up 4-for-4 with a base on balls. He was on base five times. After that, Adam Jones came up. He struck out looking. It brought up Manny Machado. Orioles had base runners on second and third with two outs. So they had first base open. They did not have to pitch to Manny Machado, and they got behind him. Once that happened, they certainly did not have to give Machado a pitch to hit. But that's not the way it turned out. Well, Manny is not going to get a pitch to hit here. That would shock me.
Yeah, first base open, and even though Davis is dangerous, he's more pitchable.
Yeah, you see two breaking balls already.
And the 1-1, swinging a high fly ball to deep left field. Back it goes, and gone for Machado. Manny hits another one on the Lansdowne Street. It's a three-run shot, and the Orioles have the lead. It is 6-3 Baltimore in the fourth. He crushed it over the Green Monster seats. And he is enjoying the boos as he gets around the bases.
Well, there you go. They gave him a fastball to hit. And that's exactly what Manny did. And then able to extend the lead in the fifth inning. Trumbo, a single to get the inning started. And then Scope singled after Kim grabbed it into a force out. It brought up J.J. Hardy. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Hardy, line drive toward right, and that's a base hit. So here's Trumbo. He comes in to score. Kim is going to pull up at second. J.J. going the other way. His second RBI in as many nights here. And the Orioles are ahead now 7-3. Yeah, then later in the inning, Smith got the base on balls. So Adam Jones came up to hit with a bunch of Orioles on base. Hit the ball really hard, and in a way, he got a bad break. There's a shot to third. It hit the bag at third base. Takes a big bounce, and everybody is going to be safe. Kim comes in from third on a ball that hit the bag, and actually Jones got a bad break because that was going to be extra bases down the left field foul line. But it hit the bag and then bounded straight up, and Rutledge caught it off the bounce, but he had no play. So it is now 8-3 Orioles here in the fifth inning. Meanwhile, Tyler Wilson, after giving up the home run to Dustin Pedroia, after that, well, he retired a bunch of Red Sox in succession. And the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball swept to J.J. Hardy scoops it up, then on to Scoop Davis to get the out. And Tyler Wilson, a 1-2-3. He has retired 9 straight since he gave up the home run to Pedroia back in the third inning. 9 in a row. There you go. Eventually, 11 in a row for Tyler Wilson, and he winds up the winning pitcher. Now, the Red Sox made a bid to get back in the game in the seventh inning with two outs and the bases empty, an infield single, and then another infield single, and then Pedroia would walk. So the Red Sox had the bases loaded, trying to get back in it. Benintendi up there to hit, and Buck Showalter had just made a defensive change when he brought Rickard in for Smith in right field.
And the pitch, swinging a high fly ball to right. That ball is crushed. Back on it is Rickard, and he reaches up, and he makes the catch and falls down. On the warning track, he made the catch. Joey Rickard just saved the day for Michael Givens. What a play by Rickard. He went back, he reached up, the ball had carry, and he grabbed the ball and then fell down. Outstanding effort by Joey Rickard. He just saved 3 runs.
It was sensational. Rickard didn't get in the game until the eighth inning, and yet he made the play of the game. After that, Brock a 1-2-3 eighth, and then Britton a 1-2-3 ninth. Fly ball, right field corner. Racing back is Gentry. He'll reach back behind him and make the catch near the warning track in that right field corner. So the Orioles, they will exhale as they come home. They win the finale at Fenway Park. And in a way, they do get the final word as they split the 4-game set with a victory. In the win column tonight, let's get the heck out of here. Yeah, good idea. Actually, Britton faced 4 batters in the ninth, gave up a single, but he would get the final 3 outs. And now we do come home, take on the White Sox. First of 3, Camden Yards, tomorrow night. And in a moment, Jim Hunter will continue the postgame show right after this.
Jim Hunter back at Fenway Park as the Orioles win the finale here, so they earn a four-game series split with the Red Sox, winning it by the final of 8-3. The Orioles got the opening game and then lost two in a row before winning today, so they avoid what would have been their first three-game losing streak of the year. They snapped that losing streak at 2. It's their third two-game losing streak, but they have not yet lost three consecutive games. Time to hear from the skipper now. Let's head downstairs. Post-game comments, Buck Showalter is with Gary Thorne.
Buck, for Tyler Wilson, sort of an emergency start situation. What a job.
Well, he's coming off a real good start down there. He hasn't thrown more than four innings all year, and Roger and I felt like six would be about the capacity. And, boy, he really dialed up something in time of need. He pitched real well here in his last start here.
Seems to be a ballpark he does well in.
Well, Tyler's type of guy that's dependable. We've talked about it. He's conditioned. He doesn't look for any excuses. You know, I called him last night about 11-plus and said, you're starting tomorrow. He goes, perfect. I'll see you there, you know.
How about Seth Smith in the leadoff spot?
Yeah. You know, Seth's had real good numbers off Kendrick coming into the game, and the way – I don't even think he knew it.
No.
And I wasn't going to tell him, but he set the tone for us, really. Joey had a big catch for us and got Zach out there again, so that bodes well.
So on the road trip, this was – I mean, this was a tough road trip. A lot of innings, a lot of games.
Yeah, I reckon.
What do you think?
You know, we split here against a really good team and came close to winning two out of three in New York. But, you know, it's all behind us, and we're going home. It seems like we've been going for about a month with this trip. But, you know, it's we're looking forward to getting home, and I'm looking forward to seeing our fans' friendly faces.
Thanks, Buck.
All right, thanks, Gary.